The President of the United States yesterday in Bedminster, in addition to addressing North Korea, his primary focus of the day was dealing with the opioid crisis. So I'm pleased now to be welcoming to Mornings on the Mall the acting director of the White House's Office of National Drug Control Policy, Richard Baum. Richard, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Looking forward to the conversation.
So the president, making sure to get to the opioid epidemic, he's spoke regularly about this. Can you give us a brief summary of what the president's remarks were yesterday and what the White House's direction is going forward?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I think the key thing is from my point of view, and I should say, you know, I'm disappointed by President Trump for this job. I've been in government 20 years working as a career official in the policy office. And the president has a strong sense of urgency to deal with this crisis. We know that 52,000 Americans die from drugs each year, 33,000 from opioids. The new numbers come out in December. We expect the numbers to be even higher, to be around 60,000. This is the worst epidemic, the worst drug epidemic in American history. So there's a lot the government is already doing. Out money to the states for a drug treatment and also a lot on law enforcement, domestic and international. But what the president wants is he wants to see more action, more effort, more focus, and to really sort of turn this crisis around. And so to have that sort of high-level focus, it's not something that we've always had at the White House. Sometimes attention ebbs and flows, but the president is very locked in and pushing very hard for very effective solutions to this problem.
Now, I imagine you've worked to some extent with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was appointed to head a task force by the president on this. And he, I guess, in recent weeks has called for, and that task force has called for, declaring a state of national emergency. The White House, Tom Price, the HHS director, saying yesterday they're not quite there yet, but they're considering all options. Can you tell me why there's some hesitancy to consider this a national emergency in terms of classification?
Yeah, it's a great question. And yeah, we, ONDCP, my office, works very closely with the President's Commission. It's an independent commission, but ONDCP supports it, and I'm serving as executive director of the commission. So, you know, we have a crisis and an emergency. There's no debate over that. Really, the conversation we're having is about the whatever additional legal authorities or resources are available through the authorities. I was standing next to Tom Price at the press conference yesterday when he made his comments on that. Secretary Price believes that we have in government already the authorities that we need to provide additional resources, and we're working to provide additional resources. So we are studying it and looking at it, but I think the question we're asking is absolutely in concept, we agree it's an emergency, it's a crisis. The question is, what tools would such a declaration bring us that we don't already have? So we're having that conversation, but really there's no debate over what Governor Christie and the commission said about the emergency. It's just some question about some of the technical legal authorities and how we use them.
This crisis, in my point of view, seems to just have come out of nowhere and has just exploded. I don't remember this 2 years ago. What has happened here? Why do we have this huge crisis on our hands now?
It's an excellent question. The problem emerged gradually over the last 15 years due to the abuse of prescription drugs. This is a complicated story, but essentially we vastly overprescribed to our population very powerful narcotic analgesics like oxycodone. And you see, if you look at the data, when people get these medications weren't really designed for use in the home for extended periods for chronic pain. They're really designed for short-term use in the hospital setting. And when the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession, with good intent, wanting to ease, I'm not saying their intent was bad, but it was very careless, and the consequences were terrible. If you look at the data, once people are on these medications for more than 5 days, their rates of addiction shoot up very dramatically. So what you have is this huge baseline of Americans who have developed a dependence on pharmaceuticals, most of which they got legally from their doctor. And so you've seen the gradual increase, but what you've seen, and to your comment about the last 2 years, which is, I think, a good one, is basically the same opioid substance that's in oxycodone and these other medications are also in heroin and in fentanyl. And what we've seen in the last couple of years is very pure heroin and very pure synthetic opioids such as fentanyl that are extremely dangerous and risky to use, really expose that drug-using population to the risk of overdose and death.
You were in Loudoun County and Frederick County, two local audiences, of course, yesterday, having community roundtables, obviously with members of the public, to discuss this. What were the sort of results of those roundtables?
I have to say, I was planning to go out with a Barbara Comstock.
Oh, of course. Okay,
so Loudoun yesterday, but I got called to Bedminster to meet with the president.
This is how the time space continuum works. You can't be both in Bedminster and
right.
at these roundtables. Okay. Well, it was good to know. I have the press release in front of me. Your name's there.
I do know. I've met with the congressman before because and I went to Sterling, Virginia, for the Take Back Day 4 or 5 months ago that DEA organized, and I had a chance to talk with her about the problems in the region. And I know it's a very hard-hit region, a serious concern with fatal overdoses, concern about the trafficking and distribution of fentanyl.
Yes.
And I know that Loudoun County has been hard hit, and a lot of families are really hurting with their kids struggling with their adult kids sometimes with this problem. And unfortunately, too many moms and dads have buried their kids. So it's a very, very serious problem.
We've got 20 seconds. With heroin, you mentioned. How important is border security to all of this?
It's critical to reducing the supply and reducing the availability. There's no silver bullet solution. We have to do everything. Treatment, prevention, education, border enforcement, international cooperation. That's what the president plans to do. A single comprehensive strategy focused on this problem.
All right. Richard Baum, the acting director of acting director of drug control policy, right? National drug control policy for the White House.
Some people just say drug czar. Comes out easier.
Drug czar. Okay. I like that. Thank you very much, Mr. Drug Czar. Appreciate having you stop by Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.